Quebec, Wisconsin. What's up, everybody? Or welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. I'm host of The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We come to you daily from 2 to 4 p.m. along with my producer extraordinaire, Brian Kelly, who's with me every day, same as I am, for your listening pleasure. This afternoon, we are talking about what I thought was just an absolute bombshell that happened on Friday, followed up by an incredible interview on Sunday. On Friday, former Vice President Dick Cheney and his daughter, former Congressman from Wyoming, Republican Liz Cheney, both announced that they will be voting for Kamala Harris. Liz Cheney followed that up with, again, an astounding interview with Jonathan Carl on ABC's This Week yesterday. So part of the Sunday morning talk show circuit, if you will. Let me just put all of this in a wee bit of perspective. You may be wondering, hey, Maggie, I'd like to know the list of previous Republican presidents, vice presidents, candidates or nominees for that position, excuse me, not candidates, nominees to those posts who have publicly said that they will be voting for Trump in November. Former presidents, vice presidents, or the chosen nominee. Brian, you want to take a gander at the exhaustive list?
I'm going to say zero.
It's one. I'm going to give you bonus credit for zero because it's perhaps statistically and significantly different than one, but you'll get like extra double bonus word score if you can pick the one former vice presidential nominee who is supporting Trump.
Oh, Sarah Palin.
Boom. Gold star for Brian. Yeah, only one.
That's a strong endorsement, though. I mean, she tanked one campaign.
Yeah. God willing, she'll tank this one. Why? Because she reads the papers. Which ones? All of them. I just find this absolutely unbelievable. And here's what's not unbelievable. The things Liz Cheney is saying, they're just reasonable. This isn't an election about partisanship or policy differences between the parties. This is a straight up question about whether or not this person is fit to lead our nation. And the answer to that is no. Let's take some more sound because, yeah. And this is, again, I thought Liz Cheney did a really good job, Brian, and prompted, admittedly, by some good questions from Jonathan Carl with ABC, to explain that what Kamala Harris is trying to do is create a party, create a platform that is centrist, that is a big party, that actually will welcome independents and conservatives, that's not trying to push a far-left agenda. And again, even that stands in such sharp contrast to Project 2025 and the extremism that Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, and the Heritage Foundation are pushing on Americans while lying every day about how extreme their ideas actually are. So this I thought was a really interesting comment by Liz Cheney. This is about the coalition, Brian. Let's play this next cut.
This election is going to require a coalition of people from across the political spectrum supporting her. And that also necessitates an understanding that you've got to govern for all of those people. And on top of all of that, the Republicans have nominated somebody who is depraved, somebody who shows us every day that he has tendencies and he's willing to embrace things that are fundamentally a danger to this nation and to our Constitution. So the choice, in my view, is not a close one.
Wow. He's depraved. Don't take it from me, Liz Cheney. And then this, when we think about, and listen, this is Liz Cheney and Dick Cheney to a T. They are hawkish on foreign policy. They have argued in favor of, for a long time, American intervention abroad. Take a listen to what she says about the importance of America to our allies. And if you care about America's standing in the world and democracy writ large, what this election calls you to do. Let's take a listen to this.
But when it comes to fundamental alliances, when it comes to the importance of NATO, for example, and how important it is for the United States to lead in the world, we've seen a sea change. We now have a Republican Party that is embracing isolationism, that is embracing Putin, that, you know, we've seen just in the last week, the Republican vice presidential nominee willing to appear, willing to be interviewed by Tucker Carlson, who is platforming pro-Nazis, is himself pushing pro-Nazi propaganda. That is not the party of Ronald Reagan. And I believe strongly that if you're talking about a national security set of issues and you care about America's leadership role in the world, a vote for Vice President Harris is the right vote to make this time around.
Wow. I mean, unvarnished, plain spoken, very clear. That's it. Have to chuckle, Brian. I love it when our listeners make me laugh on our Monday show. What is top of mind, top of the week for this listener texting in from the WMDX? Breaking news. As a result of former VP Dick Cheney formally announcing to the public that he will vote for Kamala Harris in the up and coming election, hell as frozen over news at 10. Yeah, that was my reaction on Friday. I mean, what do you make of this, Brian? I mean, we knew Liz Cheney had her head screwed on, right? I mean, she's been vocal all along, but the addition of her father, wow.
Well, yeah, when you lose the Sith vote, that's kind of, where does that leave you? But again, this guy literally engineered a war so that Halliburton could make money. And he's like, this isn't right. This is too corrupt for him.
Trump is a bridge too far.
This isn't the information they are talking about. The information that they are conveying isn't anything new. This isn't anything that we haven't said 1,000 times on all of our stations. You know, we've made this argument from the beginning, and we've been telling people who would listen that, look, it at the very base, this guy isn't good at what he does. You know, I keep telling people I was ready to go and praise him for getting some sort of border thing done because they were on their way to getting an actual border policy passed. And then he stepped in and ruined it for partisan reasons. And then but even if you think that was a good idea, it lost him the election too. Yeah. He lost votes during that election. So the things that he does let's say you're into him, you're into Republicanism, the things that he is doing are actually making you not be Republican anymore. You're becoming more fascist.
I think we'll get to some of this. Let's just take, I want to listen to this next bite. She's talking about the constitutional threat, and she's addressing other Republicans, right? To your point, Brian, like you call yourself a Republican. Wait a minute. Like, let's start with first principles here. Let's listen to this.
And it's another place where I would urge my Republican colleagues, both in the Congress, but across the country, to really look at Donald Trump's policies, to really look at the danger that he presents, to look at you know, what he was willing to do to stay in power. It's a firm rejection, not just of traditional Republican policies, but of the constitutional order on which this country depends.
He's not a conservative, quote unquote, from Liz Cheney. So if you're a conservative, if you're a Republican, he's not that. Nothing that he's saying follows traditional conservative principles. It just doesn't. He tries to act like it is, but the actual policies aren't. That is, if you can actually get to actual policies, because Trump very rarely gives you much in specifics. We're going to get to that because he absolutely blew it on childcare because there are no specifics. That is fundamentally the point. This is not about conservatism or Republicanism versus Democrats. Because he is not a Republican, he's not a conservative. I don't know what he is. It ain't good for this country. Again, don't listen to me. Listen to Liz Cheney. And listen, all folks that are angry and upset that we give credit to conservatives for finally coming out and saying something like Dick Cheney. I will just remind us all, first of all, that criticism is totally valid, right? It's like, hey, Brian said it. We've been saying this for a long time. You can't inform yourselves, check some of this. But like anything, when you're trying to convince people to change their minds, sometimes the messenger matters just as much as the message. And so I'm open to anybody saying what we know to be true, if it can help break through, frankly, some of the echo chamber that has become the modern MAGA party and MAGA cult. I don't understand why we have conservatives and Republicans that call into this show, that listen to this show, that apparently out of hand discount Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Mitt Romney, Mike Pence, Donald Rumsfeld, and now Dick fricking Cheney. And again, this isn't entirely new. I want to point this, by the way, the current polling for likely Republican voters. So this is likely Republican voters. Nobody freak out here. 93% of them are still voting for Trump. He's not a Republican. Like, what? This guy isn't actually of your party. He's not a conservative. He's not a Republican. What, he is a billionaire, and a billionaire that's doing billionaire bidding. That's what this is about. And again, conservatives have said some of these things before, right? Let's remember that the Cheneys, Liz and Dick, basically in secret orchestrated the op-ed in the Washington Post that was signed by all 10 living former defense secretaries, warning against Donald Trump's efforts to politicize the military. And that op-ed came out on January 3rd, 3 days before the January 6th insurrection. They called it. Every single living defense secretary warned Americans, and yet here we are again. And remember, Liz and Dick Cheney actually had to work to get the conservative Republican defense secretaries to sign on to this op-ed. Liz Cheney has commented and has personally said that she personally sat down with Trump's first defense secretary. So the guy that Trump picked, Jim Mattis, and convinced him to sign. Quote, she was the one who generated it because she was so worried about what Trump might do. So what Cheney's friend Eric Edelman later said, it speaks to the degree to which she was concerned about the threat to our democracy that Trump represented. Here's Liz Cheney from her book, Oath and Honor. She says this, with my dad on board, we divvied up the remaining 9 former secretaries of defense. So she started with Mattis. Once she had Mattis, her and her dad divvied the rest of them up. I agreed to contact Panetta and Rumsfeld, Eric Edelman. Meanwhile, Eric Edelman would reach out to Secretaries Carter, Cohen, Esper, Gates, Hagel, and Perry. I also called retired General Jack Keane, former Vice Chief of Staff of the Army. Donald Rumsfeld was called by Dick Cheney. All of these defense secretaries on January 3rd said Trump is a threat to democracy. They're saying it again, louder and more specifically now. When we come back, we're going to hear what Liz Cheney has to say to Republicans who refuse to commit to voting for Kamala Harris. We're going to hear exactly what she has to say to them, the message that she delivered yesterday on ABC's Last Week with John, or This Week with Jonathan Carl. Don't go anywhere, folks. I'm Maggie Dawn. My producer is Brian Kelly. Your thoughts and comments up next. Get on the horn, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What do you think about Liz and Dick Cheney? It's Darth Vader endorsing Kamala Harris for president. The sky is falling.
It's a trap.